Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Monday Night Raw, a.k.a. The Learning Center, with your Sunday Morning Breakfast family. Tonight, we wrap up our messages on Jews and Gentiles. Thank you all for joining us tonight. And just like with any night, even though this is our wrap-up, there's always new information shared. So make sure you have something to jot down some notes. Maybe you missed something during the week. Maybe there's a question that's going to go forward tonight that you kind of want to jot down and share with someone else the answer. Either way, make sure that you are prepared to receive what God has for you tonight. And with that in mind, we are going to go ahead and welcome in our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Miss Candy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing, sir?
Doing wonderful. Doing wonderful. So we want to go ahead and get ready for our call on this evening. As we talk about the Jews and the Gentiles, I hope that everybody had a great time this weekend learning and diving into some new information. I know I did. So with that being said, before we get started with the call, our Monday Night Raw, the S&B Learning Center, Ms. Candace, do you mind opening us up with prayer, please?
Father God, we thank you for allowing us to see it through this day, Lord. Thank you for uniting us here on this call so that we can share in your word, Lord. Thank you for your hand of protection that was all around us as we went to our several destinations today, Lord. Lord, we pray over this call right now that every word that is spoken over this line is in line with you, that is pleasing to you, Lord, and that points us all back in the direction that you would have us to go. Lord, we thank you in advance for every caller on the line, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All righty. So with that being said, y'all know how we normally do this, and we're always going to we do it this way. We have with us Mr. DJ. Is Mr. DJ there this evening, Ms. Candy?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How's everyone doing tonight?
You're doing wonderful. What about yourself?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Good deal, good deal. So how was your week this week in gathering this information about the Jews and the Gentiles, Mr. DJ?
Very, very educational. I've known the Jews and Gentiles, but the breakdown of the origins and the difference I've been known, but the breakdown of the origin of how that came to play was very, very educational, so much that I shared it with a couple of people. And we ate very well.
That's great. That's great. So now we have with us on this evening, Mr. DJ, a little surprise guest. Okay. Ms. Candy, we're going to rock and roll with Ms. LaTonya Rubisky on this evening. See how Ms. LaTonya is doing over there and what she gathered this week from the Jews and the Gentiles. Ms. LaTonya, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
Doing wonderful, doing wonderful. So tell us a little information about what you've gathered this week from the topic on the Jews and the Gentiles.
For me, it was, like Mr. DJ said, very educational, but also a great deal of learning in the sense that, you know, this is something primarily that was spoken about in the Old Testament, but now it's looked upon by God as, you know, we're all united and one by faith, which is so important because we talk about faith all the time. And, you know, that's the one thing that pleases God, but it is ultimately something else that unites us in the body of Christ as believers. And I have encountered people just throughout the course of my life who still believe in that Old Testament belief of how, you know, the Jews and the Gentiles were separated. So you have your Jew, you have your Gentiles, and that's what they believe. They don't necessarily practice the Christian faith, and they still believe that, or I should say they don't believe in God. They don't believe that, you know, Jesus was sent by God to save us from our sins. So just very interesting as we learned a lot this week about how things have changed from Old Testament into New Testament and just, you know, continuing to learn about, you know, the way that God will want us to live and the way that he wants us to view things. So just, you know, seeing through his eyes and through his perspective. So that's what it's been about for me this past week.
great, great, great. So let me ask a question right quick, Mr. DJ, before we even get to the emails. Do you think times have changed from the old to now?
More times have changed, the more they remain the same.
Uh-huh.
It's almost like the quote-unquote time has changed, but the problem has not.
Uh-huh.
It's just coming back in different ways. It's just like basically technology as respect to sin.
Uh-huh.
You know, technology upgrades, but there's no upgrade to sin. It just comes to different. It just comes in a different form.
Gotcha.
That's
gotcha.
All it is. It's just gonna come in a different form. You know, everything that we have and we use, the things that God put out there for us that are pure, Satan is gonna find a way to try to ruin it or use it for ill-gotten. And
gotcha.
It's not going to, you know, it's not going to fail any at all.
Gotcha. Okay. So let me ask you this, Ms. LaTanya, as we go ahead and get into these email questions. And this is just a question I have because I want everybody to hear, you know, what we have going and what we've been talking about this whole week. What then is a Jew?
Well, we shed a lot of light on that this past week, and just simply put, a Jew is basically someone that was considered, you know, holy and respected and sanctified, like superior, and also a descendant of Abraham. So you had your Jews, and then everybody that was not a Jew was considered a Gentile.
Okay. Mr. DJ, you want to further that?
Yes, sir. A Jew was supposed to have been God's chosen people.
Uh-huh.
And as she broke down and stated, everyone, if you weren't part of that, you were Gentile.
Uh-huh.
A Jew was supposed to be the people that God basically came back for. And we were, all of us are descendants of Israel. And when the Israelites split, we talked about the ten tribes of Judah. All of them were named after Jacob's 12 sons. And 10 of them went to, 10 of them ended up being Gentile.
Uh-huh.
Two of them separated and went to Judea, which is how we got the name Jews.
Uh-huh.
And what happened was these people were thinking that since they were God's chosen people, that they were supposed to be better than everyone else. That they were supposed
uh-huh.
to have been the elitist, the upper echelon when it comes to worshiping. But they didn't recognize Christ, but not realizing that we're all one family. We're all under the body of came from God, you know. And basically, I don't want to say they needed to be put in their place, but this is why we have divisions today.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's almost like brother and sister fighting over daddy's coat. You know, sometimes when we have people, families, demise, when a loved one passes away, like your dad or mom or someone passes away, and the siblings end up arguing. Just as like Joseph with the coat and other people, just give you a couple of examples throwing out there, but we shouldn't be doing that. Make a long story short, we shouldn't be doing that. We're a Jew is simply my brother or my sister. That's the way I look at it.
That's what it is. Great answers from both of y'all. So the Jews, in explaining that, we explain the Gentiles. Guess what it is? Descendants of Israel people. Okay, there were 12 tribes of Judah. The tribes of Judah from Israel, they split. Okay, dissension came about. And this is where we came with the Jews and the Gentiles. Okay, God's people, one person, one people, Jews, nothing else. nothing else. But then we start getting creative, and people start going against the will of God. So they wanted these kings, King Saul, King David, and then King David's son, King Solomon. King Solomon is wise and witful. Y'all heard about it last night, right?
Yes, sir.
He had this lust for foreign women. It's just amazing how God uses foreign women, because of the distinction he used that to clearly to show us the distinction between holy and what's foreign to him. So he just used it in the flesh.
Yes.
Okay. And we can blame Adam and Eve. We can blame King Solomon. But we would do the same thing, because our eyes gets us in trouble. Our flesh gets us in trouble. Our feelings and emotions gets us in trouble. So he started to flirt with these women, and they got into his ears. And the rest is history. The tribes divided. And the tribes, much like King Solomon, did what he did, interacting with everything else outside of the Israelite people. So now they are known as Gentiles, but if you go back in history, Jews are the original. Jews are God's people. That means we all are descendants of it. It just branched off. And by faith, we come back unto God.
Amen.
By faith.
Yeah.
By faith, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. We're blood related by faith. So if we lack faith, we're not related. So just like if we lack faith, we can't be unto God one nation, his people. Everybody got it so far?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Let's get
yes,
to the
sir.
Email questions. Y'all ready?
Let's do it.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to start with the guest speaker, the guest for the night, Mr. DJ. Ms. LaTanya, I'm going to start with you. Ms. Candy, you want to go ahead and read the first email question that you have?
Certainly. If I was born Jewish, can I still become a Christian?
I would have to say yes, because, well, simply put, just because you were born a certain way, doesn't mean you can't change into or become something else, or, you know, eventually practice something else. So being born into, for instance, like your family, doesn't mean that you stick with those same traditions, those same things that they practice. You eventually, you have that free will. So at some point, you have the option of either sticking with that, whatever you were born into, or stepping outside of and conforming to whatever religion or practice it is that you choose, you know, to practice. So I'd have to say, no, you don't have to stay that way.
What about you, Mr. DJ?
I totally, totally agree. There are some people that are born Gentile that option to become a Jew. When you say born Jewish, there's a difference between being born into the Jewish faith and becoming Jewish, first of all. And now we're getting along the lines of the bloodline. But as far as practice, just like a Christian, anyone can be a Christian. One thing you have to do is denounce and deny yourself and follow Christ. So I also agree that, yes, you can become a Christian. When you're first born, you're not a Christian. You become a Christian, and that's how you do that. So, yes, anyone can. Simply put, anyone can become a Christian.
Okay. Good answer. So when we're first born, we're not automatically Christian.
No, we're not automatically a Christian, no.
Okay. You agree with that, Ms. LaTanya?
Yes, sir, I agree. You're not automatically a Christian.
What about you, Ms. Hannah?
I agree as well.
Right there, good deal. All righty, so with that being said, ask that question one more time, Ms. Candy, the email.
If I was born Jewish, can I still become a Christian?
And y'all heard the question, and those were perfect answers. Okay? If you was born Jewish, if you was born black, white, Indonesian, Pakistani, Muslim, whatever. Okay?
You Mr. Carter.
Yes, sir. What you got?
I have a problem with the question. You can be born a Jew. That doesn't make you born Jewish.
Okay.
You can be born a Jew, but that doesn't make you Jewish.
Uh-huh.
If your mom was a Jew and your dad was a Jew, you were born a Jew.
Okay.
But how you were raised and taught, you could have been given away to someone else. I mean, I'm just saying, that doesn't automatically make you Jewish.
Gotcha.
Something I'm saying. So that's what I said, you know. Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter what you was born. It doesn't matter what you was born into. You know, you can be what God called you to be.
Exactly. You know, we poke fun at this guy who was born in a manger. And all the rest of us born in a hospital. You know, how you going to be... This person that was born in a manger was king of the Jews, you know. And I'm just saying, and matter of fact, they were the main one. Those were his people. Those were the main ones who cut up with him.
Come on.
That go to show you it's not where you know, your origin and where you come from that determine your circumstances.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Y'all got that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because they actually mocked him. King of the Jews, can't help yourself.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
That was strong, y'all. A strong mocking. All righty, so now I want to add something. Someone sent me this yesterday evening after listening to the call, and I thought this was so right on point. Romans 11, verse 28 through 33. I'm going to read it for y'all. It says, many of the people of Israel are now enemies of the good news. And this benefits you Gentiles. Talking to the outsiders. It benefits the outsiders. In other words, my own people deny me. Yet, they are still the people he loves because he chose their ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For God's gifts and his call can never be withdrawn. Once you Gentiles were rebels against God. But when the people of Israel rebelled against him, God was merciful to you instead. Now they are the rebels, and God's mercy has come to you, so that they too will share in God's mercy. For God has imprisoned everyone in disobedience, so he could have mercy on everyone. Did y'all catch that? For God has imprisoned everyone in disobedience, so he could have mercy on everyone. For God has imprisoned everyone, Jew and Gentile, in disobedience. In other words, just because you DJ relative don't mean that DJ love you more than an outsider. He imprisoned you as a relative, and he imprisoned you as an outsider. In other words, God forces our hand. He forces our hand in needing him to get right.
Yes, he does.
We can no longer use the excuse that I'm a Jew, God's chosen people. I'm God's gift to this world. I'm a black African queen. You can no longer use that excuse because you are a sinner just like the one who's not a black African queen.
Yes, sir.
Y'all catching it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Let me read on what it says in verse 33. It says, oh, how great are God's riches and wisdom and knowledge. How impossible it is for us to understand his decisions and his ways. Y'all, that is so strong. Which leads us to our next email question. And I'm going to state this one. So someone sent me an email. And I'm going to start with you, Mr. DJ. An email reads this. How is it possible, Mr. Carr, to reach people, and even with the holy folk, how is it possible for us to weigh us, put aside all our weights of what we're going in today's time? I am an African-American male, okay, and I just don't understand. I've listened to the call on Sunday. I did not call in on Wednesday, but from what I gather, you all were saying, this is the email question, you all were saying that we should put aside our barriers of race. When in today, and they sent me an article. I think you sent it to me too, Miss Candy. Can you share with them in brief about the article about the teacher? In North Carolina, I think it was.
I didn't send that to you, sir. I'm not sure what you're saying.
Okay. This article, this teacher in Carolina, North Carolina, South Carolina, one of the two, she said if she had 10 days left to live, she would kill all blacks.
Wow.
They suspended her for a few days, and that's it.
Wow.
So his question was, how can we say Jew and Gentile, and I know we are supposed to be Christian, but how can we get beyond that when we're facing this every single day? I'm going to start with you, Mr. DJ.
Well, you said a couple of things that kind of got my leg going up and down here. I'm a shoot like this. It's almost like you set up a couple of things and they got numbers on them, and now you're giving me the ball. It's like pool. So what I'm gonna do is aim for the middle and hope the ones that land in your pocket ears will just land.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you can do all things through Christ, through faith. You got to stay strong to your faith. You got to deny yourself and lift him up. You can't tackle problems of the world. You can't tackle the whole Jew and Gentile issue by yourself. You leave that up to God. That's the only way that's going to happen, is let God do that. When you step in and try to do your part ahead of him or in front of him, it's not going to work. So what you have to do is stay prayed up and stay in your faith. There are several things that are going on that are far bigger than just the whole race issue, and I'm going to tell you why I say that. I don't have time to hate a person that's non-black and risk my soul going to hell. That same person, for every person that I show you I don't like just because of their color, that's going to be three or four of them that will love me because of mine.
Mm-hmm.
We have to learn to respect each other's differences rather than be fearful and mistreat them. In short, when you are dealing with the issue of race and you're pointing that finger, you got three more pointing back at you. We have our own racial divide. Before I can go hate someone else, I need to fix, if that was my job, I need to fix my culture first, because we have light-skinned blacks versus dark-skinned blacks. The biggest divide to me in this country is not that of race, black and white, is that of the educated and the non-educated. And you can take that academically, you can take that socially, you can take that biblically, of people who study the word and people who don't study the word. All the basis of gaining knowledge derives from study. You have to study something. You have to know how to read. So that's where I think our biggest divide is. I don't think that main problem, just to narrow it down and say race, and because they don't like me, I don't like them, that's non-godly. And you're denying him when you do that. You're not making him happy with you at all. So I just say stay prayed up, stay to your faith, and do what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to turn the other cheek. You're supposed to pray for your enemy. And love always conquers hate. So just stay up to that and your understanding, and I think everything will be all right.
All right. What about you, Ms. Latonya?
Well, some of what Mr. DJ was saying is exactly my train of thought as far as, you know, how we always say, you know, you stay prayed up, which is true. And for some people that's speaking over their heads or, you know, they don't always want to hear that. But that is one of the number one ways to conquer something like that, but also to just remain true to who you are and who God called you to be. And a lot of what's happening today is, like we talked about, is God's word fulfilling itself. So some of the things that are happening, you know, God is allowing, or God allows a lot of things to happen, but they're supposed to happen. And if we lean to our own understanding and try to do it our own way, we end up like the lady in the email that talked about, you know, wanting to kill people and, you know, so on, things like that. So we have to remember to stay true to who we are, and, you know, practicing our faith and what God would want us to do. So just asking ourselves, what would Jesus do in this situation? How would he handle it? It's just a simple question, not, you know, being holier than thou, but even someone that's not deeply rooted in God can say, okay, well, how would God handle this? Or what would be the right way to go about handling, you know, this type of situation and treating a person accordingly? So you don't want to treat them the way that they treat you. You treat them the way that you would want to be treated in a situation like that. So that's how I would respond to that.
Okay. Good deal, good deal. All right. Miss Candy, did you want to chime in on that one?
I was just thinking about love thy neighbor as thyself, and it's not an ideal situation when you're constantly faced with people who are mistreating you, but that's where we get the self-talk. So every time, you know, we come up against something, we have to talk in our own ear, how would I want this person to treat me, even though they're being mean, they're being rude, they're doing all of this stuff. And the more that we self-talk, the more that we practice it, the easier it becomes. If this is your first time at it, let's be real, it's not going to be the easiest thing when someone is, you know, mistreating you and doing all of this stuff, even though you're showing them kindness. But if you continue to practice it, if you continue to rehearse it in your mind that I'm supposed to treat this person the way that I want to be treated instead of the way that their actions are dictating, then it will become easier for you to do.
All right. Cool, cool. I wanted to chime in on that question because it was very interesting. One thing that I never, ever, ever, me personally, want to do is mislead someone. The reality is that we live in a treacherous world. The Bible says to be in the world, but not of it. So it's no fact, we in this world. And I don't know about y'all, as long as that climate gets hot, you get hot. When it get cold, you get cold. When pollen come around, you say, I chew. So you're in the world. So if we can sense the seasons, of course we can sense hatred. I don't want to mislead people because I think the worst thing in the world to always do is to profess God, but we don't show God. What I'm saying is to profess God. See, we think that God is weak in humility. In other words, a lot of times we tell people, oh, it's all right, pray, oh, it's okay, this, that, nothing. That is not power to someone who don't know God.
Amen.
Let's be honest, man. So see, we have this complacency gene doesn't affect immediately us because some of us have the good black friends or the good white friends. But see, this is why I challenge people, especially in the people in the athletic world. Get beyond yourself. That's why the Bible says you must first deny yourself. You straight with them. We not. So why are you over there talking on my behalf? You can't speak for me. I don't think y'all hear me. Let me make it clear. How many Christians out there believe in the death penalty? Hey, do you believe in it when it's somebody who has affected your family or, you know? Because you got people that believe in it and say they are walking upright with God. But God says, thou shalt not kill. But watch every excuse come after this now. Put it out there. Because you're going to throw everything in the world. When God said, thou shalt not kill, he understood that you was going to come with excuses. And guess what his answer is still going to be? Thou shalt not kill.
That's right.
But how many Christians, the reason I'm going to bring this up is how many Christians really believe in it? Now, I know right now you're going to, you know what I'm saying, you're going to quench that little thing. You're going to cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that we should be ourselves in the presence of God. I'm not God, but I'm saying in the presence of truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would rather be myself. I'd rather be like, what up, DJ? I had to talk articulate for what? Be who you are. Because if there's something wrong, God can fix it, right? So let me ask the question again. How many people believe in the death penalty? Yeah. It gets good, Jews and Gentiles. Because if it was someone you cared about, loved, you wouldn't believe in it. Because it's an other, you don't care. You say they get what they deserve. Well, somebody who believed in the death penalty, it was God's people, the scribes and the Sadducees. You remember when they was about to stone a woman to death? You do understand that was the death penalty before God. And they said she has committed adultery. They brought her to Jesus and said she has committed adultery according to our law. She must die. In other words, adultery was like murder. So let me ask you again. If the father sat right there and they tried to challenge him, and they said, I believe in the death penalty, and we people in God, and we believe in it because we can be the ones who kill her with these stones. And he said, let him without sin cast the first stone. How many people believe in the death penalty again?
Mm-hmm.
It's mighty funny, Miss Candy, how we got to be so articulate. Lord, this is where it gets crazy, Mr. DJ. We got to be so articulate to keep from separating Jews from Gentiles. Why do you got to be so articulate with your words and bring up illustrations and say, that's a good point, I ain't realized that. See, if you hadn't realized it and then it changes your mind, that means your relationship with God might not be as strong as you think it is, because you should be able to distinguish right from wrong, and there shouldn't have to be no explanation.
Amen.
You know how racism is hinged upon, you know, a lot of people say, well, this, that, and other, and you know they're saying it from the point of view of them being the ones who are receiving good treatment. And then somebody has to be articulate and explain to them before they say, I didn't see that, and I understand now. That's a dangerous situation, because what if you have someone what if you don't have anyone who can articulate it? Now what? Shouldn't the God in you tell you to chill out?
Yeah.
Or do you have God in you? Yeah, I see where I'm going with this. So what happens is what we tend to do, even with a situation like this, we tend to separate from those who are going through. But God said, I'm going to get on the cross for those who are going through. I'm going to be beaten for those who are going through. Michael Jordan don't make my kind of money. Steph Curry don't make my kind of money. Oprah don't have my kind of status. Bill Gates don't even have my type of fortune. I'm way more than they are. I am the King of Kings, and I'm going to speak for those who are oppressed. I say what you have done to them, you have done to me. So instead of beating them, you're going to beat me. In other words, they are my people. You said they are not people of me, but I said they are by faith. They are blood related. So how can we disenfranchise from people who are going through, and then we throw God out there as if that's the barometer to bridge the gap?
Amen.
Oh, we get holy when it don't affect us. But as soon as somebody come messing with our child and hang our child on a tree, what happened to that same prayer we talk about? I just got to be honest, right? Jew and Gentile. What I'm saying is there's something deeper than this now. Because that, albeit that is very true and it's very direct and it's great. Here's the thing. When you're dealing with people who are yet still Gentiles, how can you get them on a Jewish mindset? In other words, they can remain a Gentile, but how do you get them to see faith-based beyond the natural situation? How you get them to see it? You have to stand in the gap for them. You know the worst thing in the world? Lord have mercy. Can I be honest with y'all? One of the worst things in the world, and I hate to hear this, is when people say we got to fix it, our problems in our community first. That is absolutely absurd, a bunch of crap. I'm going to tell you why. Candy just got robbed, and she come to me, the person who can help, and I say, well, you need to fix your stealing first. Are you serious? This just happened to this lady. How disingenuous is that? I'm going to wait on that answer. As a matter of fact, let's look at our sin. Somebody just sinned against you and hurt you, but what if God said you need to fix your sin before you come to me about theirs? Oh, my. Oh, my. Would that be the type of God you can pray to, or would you even get back on your knees and pray to him again? Can we answer some real questions? Would you pray to him again?
No, sir.
Mm-mm.
See, that sounds good. But is it good? Because do understand what we're facing today. History repeats itself, Jews and Gentiles. Jesus faced when he walked. He faced when he walked. You don't think they was fighting amongst each other? The people who walked. As a matter of fact, you don't think, Lord have mercy, that Peter wasn't fighting against Matthew? You don't think his disciples wasn't fighting against each other? Y'all, they had issues with each other. But when they faced a problem, do you think Jesus chastised them for not getting along as opposed to address the issue? I don't think y'all hear me. What we have just done is there's a prime case of Jew and Gentile. In other words, you're not worthy for me to step in the gap for you, you Gentile. You need to fix your own situation first, you Gentile. Now, what if God did that to you? Because the Bible that I read said God reigns on the just as well as the unjust. That means I'm going to take care of those who for me and those who not, because it's all about winning people over. Well, you done just quenched the winning factor. Why would somebody believe you if you throw in their face, you need to fix your own problems in the black community first? What's that got to do with you talking about you want to kill all these black people? So who are you working for? Who are you working for? Because Jesus wouldn't talk like that. I've never seen God come down from heaven in the form of Jesus and say, y'all need to fix all y'all other foolishness before I help you. I've never seen that. Because he said, you're not a Gentile to me. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be the Gentile to make you part of this family. We can't fix nothing in the first place. We can't fix our own race. That's where God comes into play. But see, there's the thing. When the Bible says, if you deny me, I'll deny you. In other words, it's, see, we deny God when we're not a part of God's family, the Jew family. But it's beyond Jew because it's neither Jew nor Gentile. So when we're not in the family of God, how can anything be fixed? In other words, see, things begin to be fixed when we lift God up. They don't have the power to fix their situation. Did you not know that? You didn't have the power to fix you. Did you not know that? What fixed you? See, the Bible says that love keeps no record of wrongdoing, so why would I throw back in their face something they already know about? They know their community jacked up. We know the black community jacked up, so you're going to hold that over my head? As opposed to help me with this situation because You saying that, so in other words, you'll never help me. In other words, because you say that I need to go clean up all that. How can I clean up all that? These are some good questions, y'all think?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Who can go back over their life and fix? What if God, see, the Bible says what you've done to them, he'll do to you. So you done their judgment, and you say, God, Satan done messed with me. What if God told you, yeah, but you done messed over yourself too? Go fix it. You don't all know everything you done messed up, do you?
Yeah.
What kind of God that would be? So the biggest divide, y'all, is actually false prophecy when it comes to Jews and Gentiles. You know, even in media now, the Bible says in the last days they will become lovers of themselves. People see themselves as being so godly and inspirational to where the inspiration is not godly driven. How you know it's not godly driven? Would Jesus do exactly what you just said? Everybody and their mama now has a Facebook, Instagram, they get on live. False prophecy is not limited to the physical pulpit. False prophecy is when people start speaking false words that shall not come to pass under God. So now they start doing inspirational things that has nothing to do with God but based on their feelings and getting the crowd. Is that not a false prophet, Miss Candy?
Yes, sir.
Didn't he say beware? They come dressed in sheep's clothing, wolves dressed in sheep's clothing. See, the problem is we don't even know that we're on the outside of God, Gentile. We don't even know it. Because self-righteousness has us, we deceive ourselves. Y'all see it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is the reality truth behind this whole thing. With these type of situations, there's race wars going on for real. Real people. They're going to continue to be race wars going on, not just blacks against whites, whites against blacks, blacks against blacks, and whites against whites. Everything. Here's the deal, though. Do not be so spiritually minded to where you know earthly good. You're going to miss people. This is the reason why God wrapped himself in flesh so that he can be earthly effective. Oh. Y'all better catch this, man. See, we get so holy, huh, and we put on our Jew a garment, meaning our words and our articulation and what we've learned. This is why the Bible tells us not to see ourselves as wise. See, you'll become much like King Solomon. See, wisdom have you puffed up in pride. Like, I got it going on. I don't know about them heathens. Lord have mercy. Look at your garments. You better check your garments again. See, I like to be down to earth. I like to go broke. I like to not have. I like when people say, this ain't no man of God. I like when people challenge. That's good. That keeps me humble. That say, God, I ain't there yet. I ain't trying to be there. I'm just trying to follow you. You are my king, not I. I'm no better than the next person. I don't care what they say. I hear people say, you intelligent. Man, forget all that. I don't need the devil trying to shift nothing. I ain't nothing. You understand? People talking about know my worth. I don't need to know my worth. I know God's worth.
Amen.
Not a lucky charm. It's the truth. You can do it the other way. I choose to do it this way. I like to stay humble. So he wrapped himself in his earthly garment so he can get down on our level. He met us where we are. Here's the problem. Deny him before man, he could deny us. This is how we deny God. We don't let God use us to get on people's level. Because, see, they're on a level that we need to get on, but we so spiritually high-minded to where we say that's them, and they need to fix it. But God gave you the power to do something they don't have. If you have God, you got the power to fix things, but you don't want to use it towards what he said it's for. So we have this old arrogant swag, this old Jewish arrogant swag. That's why he said there's no more Jews nor Gentiles. This is why I just read that thing, because God is disappointed with the Jews. He's accepted the same people that you turned your back on, that you say need to fix it. That's the ones he loves. Oh, you better go back and read Romans 11. Ain't that something?
Yes, it is.
Born in a manger. That means I came and was born into nothing like they was born into nothing. I didn't want to be born in the palace. That ain't my style. Remember, he said, I came for the sick, not the whole. In other words, I ain't come for you that have your articulation down. I came for the ones who don't know the word. I came for the ones who jacked up the whoremongers. I came for the ones who stealing. I came for the ones who hate people. I ain't come for the ones who say I got it going on and act like they better than because you got the word of God. I came for the ones who need me. You got the word of God. In other words, you use the word to cover up who you really are. If you was really me and in my family, you wouldn't see Jew or Gentile. In other words, you wouldn't say they. You would say, hey, we got to fix this. Lord have mercy.
Amen.
I don't think you all hear me. See, you would include yourself, not disassociate yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Huh? Did Jesus not include himself?
Yes, he did.
Huh? And the Bible says, owe no man nothing but to love him. How is that love when you tell somebody to go to fix something that they can't fix? If they could, they wouldn't come to you. But then we say stuff like, I can do all things through Christ. No, say what you really mean. You can do the things that you want to do. Because you really don't want to help everybody. Because that takes too much of your time and your energy, right?
All right.
Yeah.
That's the real answer. So when people saying they want to cure all black people, you got to help people where they are. Hey, that's jacked up. That's messed up. Legally, to me, legally, biblically, this woman should be facing, that's a hate crime. She should be straight up penalized, jailed. I wouldn't want her teaching my child. But so I'm going to tell you that. In the same token, I know God got to be moving in this situation. But we're going to wait on God, but hold on, we ain't bowing down. So keep your eyes and ears open. See, in other words, I got on their level, but I still gave them God. Don't disassociate with people so because you're so spiritually high and giving them a word that you don't even understand.
Amen.
Huh? We get so spiritually high and we say, pray. Pray about what?
Yes, sir.
What are you praying about? You have used that term so much as a lucky charm. But it's true, Mr. Clyde, it is true. But show me the power in prayer. The power in prayer should be you, huh? Because when somebody pray about it, aren't you the power behind that prayer?
My Lord.
Well, I pray for a car and you got a set of keys right there and gas. Where the power at? See, people start make-believing stuff. They want to put everything on God when God putting everything on us. God said, you are my physical body. If Satan looked for physical bodies to use, you don't think God is? And so Satan can physically, this is why Satan beat people who miss God. Because he physically do for them what the people of God, the Jews, or God's chosen now, should be doing. You know, something like this, Miss Candy. Your man sitting at home, he's so holy, and he's talking about, baby, I ain't doing this to God. But then this other man who not holy says, what he won't do, I will. You put two and two together.
Mm-hmm.
You put two and two together. We get so holy, we say, well, God say, my body is, no, I ain't doing this, and you married. Don't you know the Bible says sex keeps the marriage together? It's not the primary, but if you don't feed that natural flesh and that's the one God put with you, somebody else going to feed it. Play with it if you want to. Y'all really want to go there? And I ain't get on this phone to preach tonight, but do you really want to go there with the Jews and Gentiles?
Yes, sir.
That bond is supposed to be between husband and wife. You can't deprive him and he can't deprive you. I don't care how you feel. Play that game if you want to and watch what ends up happening.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get beside yourself and say, oh, this, that, and other. No. The Bible clearly says that. It keeps the union strong. Because if you don't give it to them naturally, where do you think they're going to get it from? And then you're going to say they cheaters, but both of y'all have committed adultery because you pushed them to do it. It's like we push people away from God because we don't answer the questions that they physically need. The question was about racism. Don't act like it don't exist. It do exist. Answer what they immediately said. Don't push them off on something else talking about your people ain't right. Dang. You done just hurt them. Low blow. What does it got to do with my people and this woman just talked about killing my kids? Ain't that a shame? Ain't that, oh, y'all quiet now. That's cool, though. That's a shame. That's not what God called us to be. He calls us to be one family. One family. And if I'm not mistaken, family look out for family. But we also guide them. That don't mean I'm going over there with a ratchet, a knife or something to cut her. What I'm saying is, hold on, that's wrong. That's straight up wrong. This is crazy. I'm going to get on a level. I'm going to get on a level like God got on my level. I'm going to get on a level. But I know how to cease the violence by saying, hold on. Man, hold on. We got, oh, no, I don't agree with that. I never will. Hold on, hold on. See, this is why it's important that we educate ourselves. Okay? You got any kids over there? Okay, cool. We need to do yada, yada, yada. In the same token, now we're going to stay in our place. Because that can be a setup. See, what they just punished her. We did that to her. They're going to send us in somebody's lockdown. So we can't go about it that way. So we got to strategically think. But in other words, they still know. Spiritually driven, but he care. He don't live on that side of town where he don't have a problem with white people. They love him. No, if you hate one, you hate us all. Straight up.
Yeah.
But not all white people like that, exactly. That's why I'm touch bases on righteousness. Okay? Because if you white and you say you know you're not like that, well, you should be standing up for the black people too, because wrong is wrong, right? So if you're not standing up for the white, what's going on wrong, well, then you're part of the problem.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. Let us move on.
What we got? Who has a call-in question?
I don't have any hands raised at this time, sir.
No hands raised? Okay, well, let me get to this question. This question says, can we separate from people yet be considered God's people? I'm going to start with you first, Ms. LaTanya.
Answer is no. No meaning, when you say separate, like we just talked about, meeting people where they are, getting on their level, every person that we meet, like we talked about in the past, is our assignment from God. So we have to figure out a way to be creative, to get on their level, to meet that person right where they are so they can understand, so there can be unification and not be the division. But, there are times when a separation is required in the sense that to rid yourself of negativity. So what I mean is if you are encountering someone that's constantly being negative, constantly doing things that are not reflective of, you know, who God called you to be, and the way that you're supposed to live and not doing the right thing, then, like you said, you help them, and then if they continue to deny your help, then that's a way that you have to just get yourself out of that situation and still be who God called you to be. So it's kind of twofold. There are times when the separation is needed, but there are times when you have to just be creative and figure out a way how to meet that person where they are and to cause the unification to happen in the way that God called us to do.
Okay. What about you, Mr. DJ?
You can separate. It depends on what you're calling separate. You can differentiate, but I'm not sure about the whole separate part. We're all God's people.
Mm-hmm.
And like it or love it or rebuke it, we're still all God's people. And that's still my brother and my sister at the end of the day.
there are some family members that don't quite get along, but they're still your family.
Right.
If you are part of God's family, then, I mean, you know, you don't have to go over there and start nothing with Uncle Fred, you know, but if you know Uncle Fred be tripping, Uncle Fred don't believe in God or wants to denounce the family, you just let Uncle Fred, I'll be over here praying for
right.
you.
Right.
And when you want to come to your senses, I'm still here, I'm still your brother. You know, if you need me, call me. And even in my absence, I'm still praying for you, Uncle Fred. So, you know, but as far as, you know, Uncle Fred going to go down there to the dope trap and get involved in some gangster stuff, no, Uncle Fred, you going on over there. I'm asking you not to go. You know you don't need to go. I'm not going to go with you. I'll be waiting on you when you get back. But,
correct.
You know, he's still my family, you know. So I'm just saying, you know, there's a difference between differentiate and separate. So I'm going to go ahead and affirmatively say, no, you can't
okay.
separate. But, yes, you can differentiate.
Gotcha. Both answers are correct. That's what it is. Okay. Can we separate from people yet be considered God's people? What it is in a nutshell. Okay, God will tell you when to do and when not to do. And y'all, when you're answering questions, just when we're answering the questions of life and just in our daily activity, as we talk about Jews and Gentiles, make sure that you address that thing how God would address you. I guarantee your answer changes.
Right.
Because if that question was posed to God, how would you want him to respond?
Yes, Lord.
See? So now you respond to people how God will respond to you. Because we want God to be very lenient with us. We know we didn't jacked up. So let us make sure we do the same thing when we consider people whom we may deem as the other, like a Gentile. All right, do we have any callers? Or I want to call in with any questions.
Yes, sir, we do have a caller at this time.
Okay.
Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your question for this evening.
Yes, I've been listening to the call all week and tonight, and I just have a question, like, bringing into today's time. Why do we separate from people as if they are not deserving of our love? And we don't want to separate from God's love. Is that like being, being with the Jews, like the Jews?
Okay. Mr. DJ, I'm going to start with you.
Can she repeat that question? I heard only parts of it.
Okay.
It was, why do we separate from people as if they are not deserving of our love? And we don't want to separate from God's love. Is that not like the Jews?
Okay, it sounds like you said, why do we separate from one another? And then there was something in the background. I don't know if that was you or someone else. But it said something about, you said, why do we separate?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I said, why do we separate from people as if they are not deserving of our love? And we don't
okay.
want to separate from God's love. Is that not like the Jews?
I'm going to start off by saying no. And you say it as if they're not deserving of our love. That part is the yes. We separate from people who we feel are not deserving of our love because we're tired of going through it with that person. And you can. It's okay for you to quote-unquote separate from that person. You're not going to keep pouring your love into someone that's mistreating you. You can love them from a distance. You can pray for that person. You can also let that person know, hey, you don't have to beat on me to love me. If that's the way you get down, then I'm sorry, this is not going to work. So in that sense, no, it's not like the Jews and Gentiles. More or less, you got to know, I don't want to say common sense, because everybody's common sense is not the same. But anything that's going against God's word, let me say it like this. Anything or anyone that's going against God's word, you're going to have to pray and love on them from a distance and let God help you tighten up that slack to pull that together. Because otherwise, they're going to pull you into something to where you, it's like a tug of war and you're not going to win. So anything that's in resistance to God, you don't need to keep dealing with that by yourself. You're going to lose. You need to let God, his arms are longer than yours. His wisdom is infinite, and he will help you with that. So in other words, if you got someone that's disrespecting you or abusing you, and you're saying, man, I sure don't, you know, I've even found myself personally in a situation of a past relationship saying, I really can't stand that person. But, you know, it takes more for you to hate than love. And you miss out on your blessing. You hovering all of that hate, and you're going to miss out on God. You know, you don't have to stay there with that person. God is not telling you that. He's not telling you to stay in there with that person. But at the same time, you got to learn to forgive that person and move on. Otherwise, that person is going to always have something over you. Your joy, have you ever just been around someone, you know, I'm pretty much a happy person, but then there would be this one particular female that I would get around, and everything just go out the window. I can't even be happy. I used to have a ringtone for them that was psycho, because that way when they call, I knew, okay, cease to be happy. Nothing's going to come but misery. They just crazy. They just got all these emotions and bring out the worst. And then I learned to forgive that person and have love in my heart for that person. And then I realized, you know what? I don't have to sit here and keep going back and forth with this person. I forgive that person. Let that go. It's like a big rock that came, you know, just off of me. And now I'm free to love. And then that person is wondering, well, why you ain't fucking with me no more? What got you so happy? And that's when you start sharing with them the word of God. So just something to think of.
Gotcha. All right, Ms. Latonya?
I was going to say that we do it because of selfish reasons. A lot of times that's what it is in a nutshell. We want to receive from God, but we don't want to give to others in the way that God, you know, would want us to do and in a way that he gives to us. So we have to realize that our love is limited. God's love is unconditional, and a lot of times we don't love in the way that God does. So Mr. DJ said about forgiveness, and we talked about that recently, that, you know, forgiveness does not mean fellowship. So, yes, sometimes, you know, God may say, okay, you need to step away from that person, walk away from that situation. That does not mean you cease to love them with the love of God. So we have to remember that's important. We have to do that. You know, we have to love others as you know, just as much as we love God. We can't cut that off and, you know, continue to plant those seeds. But, yeah, we do it, I would have to say, you know, for selfish reasons.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, good answers. Great. Great, Mr. DJ. Great, Ms. Latonya. Thank you all so much. Did we have any other questions? Anybody want to say anything about anything that they have learned for the week with the Jews and Gentiles? Okay. Well, I'll sum it up this way. I believe that this topic was so potent, you know, although it may have looked kind of distorted from the beginning, because typically when we talk about things that we don't know about, people kind of back away. But this is amazing because we can use that same application in today's time. And keep in mind, the Bible said there would be no Jews, no Greek. Not, you know, us versus them or them versus us. Somehow, some way, we have to find it within our hearts to forgive, like Mr. DJ said, to move forward, like Ms. Latonya said. And we have to do it in harmony. Will you be able to do that with everyone? Of course not. The reason why is the Bible tells us to pursue peace with everyone. In other words, you will be considered an other as soon as you start vouching for God. I'm not talking about verbally. I'm talking about likewise. People are going to consider you an other. Will they want to be around you? That's okay. See, you don't have to separate yourself. God will do the separating. Because the Word of God, the Word, you the Word of God, right? The Word of God will either do two things, one or two things. It's going to draw people or it's going to drive people. So when you're considered a Gentile, because you know nowadays, when you're considered one in God, that's why most people who really in God don't even want people to know that they're in God. It's not that they're denouncing God. It's because you know the slack and the backlash that comes with it. Perceptions. Everything that DJ said has to be right. Because now me and Miss Candace snickering because we heathens and he's saved, so we watching his every move. It would be best that we didn't know he was a man of God. Just let his actions speak, right? Y'all know that? Back in the days, you can say, I'm Christian, and people respect that. Say it today. Boy, they going to flip the script on you.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
That's the God's honest truth. I had a conversation the other day, real quickly. Had a conversation, and I told the man, I said, I do ministry. Okay? That man took that as I said, I'm a minister. I didn't say that. I said, I do ministry. In other words, I was telling him, because of the nature of the conversation, I'm really about that love life. That man, when I tell y'all he got enraged, you one of them. I said, whoa, what you mean one of them? That preacher, I said, no. I said, I do ministry, meaning, okay, I was saying though. Now, wow, he literally got mad. You know why? Because of the perception. Now, the people in God are considered the others because y'all say y'all holy. And who said your Bible is real? How you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can attest to that?
Yes, sir.
What you got to do is keep on loving. And what will happen is it's either going to draw people to want to be more like God, not like you, more like God. Because, see, God should be our role model, not us. Or it's going to drive them away. So you technically don't have to separate from nothing. The Bible says the angels will separate the wheat from the tare. You don't have to disassociate with people. And if you think I'm lying, y'all know in the world they say you fired yourself. I ain't fired. You fired yourself. If you think I'm lying, try it out. Consider everybody, loved ones. And you keep on loving and you keep on loving. Because as soon as they have racism going on and you're not a racist and you love on people, the same people that they hate, and you say, I don't look at them that way, watch they disassociate from you if they don't want to change. Watch. Y'all know that to be true, huh?
Yes, sir.
People in the world don't want to see anything that's classified unity. They don't want it. They want division. They want separation. This is why we have a... If y'all want to look at it, Jews and Gentile, a middle, if y'all want to look at it, Jews and Gentile, and lower class, why do you think we have different classes? Because people say Jews versus Gentiles. The upper, middle, and lower class is a new Jew and Gentile. Did y'all know that?
Yes, sir.
Did y'all know that the Republican versus Democratic is a new Jew? I thought if we all benefit in America, why should it be Republic or Dems? Should it matter?
That's right.
Y'all see where we're going with this?
That's right.
So now it's no longer, Ms. LaTanya, about what's right for America. Mr. DJ, now it's about me supporting my party, even though my party may be wrong.
Exactly.
That's right.
What happens with the Jews and Gentiles? And this is why, another reason why God said they are no longer Jews or Greek. Jews or Greek, he's getting their Gentiles, y'all. In other words, we're one in God. We're one in God. How we know we're one in God? God came as a Jew. I heard the story on Wednesday. He came as a Jew, but then he lived the life of a Gentile. Beneath people, this is the Messiah, living the life of a heathen.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all better catch that.
And
I don't know if y'all know what a manger was to be born in, but a manger is like your family got money, and you say, I don't want y'all money. I'm going to live like the poor because I want to better relate to them. And you have a child born out there in the junkyard. He did. Okay, my phone cutting up. scratching them.
They even argued with him and crucified him, his own people. You know, that's what should show you that, you know, there's no guarantee in that. They
that's
argued
right.
with him. He's the Christ. He's the Messiah, and they even argued with him. They even, you know, told him that he wasn't and killed him. Death penalty to him.
They call him Rabbi. Who are rabbis? That is a Jew.
That's right.
Rabbi is a Jew, right, Miss Candy?
That is correct, sir.
King of the Jews, they wrote it on the cross. They put that on the transcript above his head. They was mocking God. You the king of the Jews, and your own people put you on there? Us? In other words, that's why Romans 11 is very important. They, although they were born Jew, they don't mean they're my people.
Amen.
And although you were born Gentile, don't mean that you're not mine. Y'all see it?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go ahead and pray, Mr. DJ, please.
Yes, bow your heads. Father, thank you for bringing us together again on another call. We thank you for our leader and the people that have expressed, those that spoke and those that listened, Father. Thank you for allowing the knowledge to flow both ways amongst us and in our own homes and dwelling to our body that we like to call your church. Please, Father, please keep us on the path and help us stay prayed up on the path and safe, Father. We want to ask a special blessing for traveling grace and mercy for those of us that are on the road and that are doing other things, Father, and bring us back together at one appointed time in Christian band and Christian love. Father, thank you again for just waking us up and for providing your infinite wisdom and help us to stay prayed up and study. Increase our faith, Father. Help us to watch our attitudes and just continue to cover us in your blood, Father. We ask these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And y'all, let me show y'all something right quick. The good thing about what we got going on here, because Mr. DJ can correct me, I can correct Mr. DJ, Miss Candy can correct me. See, the good thing about this is nobody knows all of God. God makes us valuable to sin. He don't make us sin. He makes us valuable candidates for sin. Reason being, because if anybody on this phone or outside of this phone thought they knew it all or had everything right, they would consider themselves to be God.
Amen.
That's right.
This is why it's important that we all can grow. You know how, you know, other ethnicities, they talk to each other and we think they're fussing? See, when you understand spiritual talk, in other words, that means nobody's beyond reproach, not even Jesus. Because he was corrected, but he allowed himself to be corrected. Remember when the woman said, Father, even the dog eat up the crumbs of the master's table. She checked him.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be the same way. All of us, y'all. All of us. All of us. But don't you go and get this twisted talking about, well, Mr. Carr, you said it, so I'm going to use it against you. Now, I feel this way. See, you done already got it wrong. You can't correct somebody in your feelings. You've got to use the word of God and make sure you understand it clearly. But in other words, don't be trying to correct them to outdo them. Correct them to help them grow in love.
Amen.
Y'all have a great night. Y'all have a great night.
Bye.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.